This is Live Music Showcase here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We are live in studio today with Ajava. Take it away, guys.
Thank you.
live music showcase here on 88.5 FM. We are here in studio with Ajava. Keep it rolling, guys. Sounding great.
The song is called People We Love.
Far from over, the music filled the only place we'd rather.
Ajava here on Live Music Showcase. So that little ditty was a what was that one called again?
It's called "People We Love."
I thought so. Yes, "People We Love." Yes. Welcome to Live Music Showcase. If you're just joining us, this is the only show where you get a real live band live in studio every week, Fridays at 2 p.m. after the news headlines. Tropical Heat Wave 2024 is coming up on May 4th. You can get tickets for Tropical Heat Wave right now. Just go to WMNF.org, and you'll be able to find the ticket link right there. Ajava is always up to something new. I don't even have to be like, are you guys doing anything? Are you just like sitting around? What are you? No, they're always doing something, whether they're touring or they're playing some big show or they're releasing new music or they're, you know, having... Well, never mind. I was going to go to something else entirely different. But enjoying themselves is what I was going to say. Extracurricular activities. What do you guys have coming up that you're excited about?
Well, we have a bunch of stuff coming up in April here. The first weekend of April, we're doing a run with Southwest Florida band Guavatron.
Oh, yeah.
So we're playing in Jupiter on April 3rd. We're playing in Gainesville on April 4th. And then we're going to be in St. Petersburg on April 6th.
Where in St. Petersburg?
Cage Brewing.
Oh, I know that place.
Yeah. They've like revitalized the place. It's pretty awesome.
I've heard they've done some things. Yeah. I'll tell you, the last time I was at Cage Brewing was for an Ajava concert. And I'm going to be honest, I'm a cynical son of a gun when it comes to local music sometimes. I was like, this place is packed. Shoulder to shoulder packed. I was like, well, I guess Ajava is something. I don't know. It's been a couple of years. And you guys just keep getting better. So I have to imagine, is it tickets or is it a cover at that show?
It's tickets.
It's tickets. So where can they find tickets for that show?
You could find them on our website, www.ajavamusic.com.
A-J-A-V-A. A-J-E-V-A.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ajava Music. I think it's $20 advance, $30 at the door. So
that's awesome. Good to know. So what's the next song called? Oh, and by the way, before we do that, if you're not already watching, go to Facebook and search WMNF's Live Music Showcase, or go to YouTube and search WMNF. You will find a live stream of this show going on right now. Go on there, follow those pages, leave a comment, say, hey, what's up? What's the next song called?
The next song is called Stowed Away.
Take it away. Pay it to the beat of me.
song. Cut ties and hope to come down. There was nothing wrong. Cut ties and hope to come down. There was nothing wrong.
This is Live Music Showcase here on 88.5. We are live in studio with Ajava. Now, coming up here in just a little while, as we wrap up the show, we're going to play a little game. I guess not really a game, but a little segment that we like to do here on the show. It's called AMA, Ask Musicians Anything. It's your opportunity as a listener, as a viewer, to call into the station. The number is 813-239-9663. With any questions or comments that you might have for Ajava, and the weirder the better.
Indeed.
Let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
Let's get weird. Let's do it. That number again is 813-239-9663, or you can send an email, dj@wmnf.org, and our board op, Charlie, will take all of your questions and comments. He will pass those on to me, and at the end of the show, I will pass those on to the band here live on the air. It's going to be fun. In the meantime, what's this next song called?
So right now we're in the process of creating a piece of music that we're calling 1 through 10 right now.
Oh.
It'll be one straight through song with movements in it, 10 movements, and this is 2 in that progression.
When you're feeling pressure, when you're feeling low, then life gets better. You're never on your own. Just forget about it. Tomorrow's almost here. No other way around it. It's time to face out. It's time to face out. We thought we wish we had.
Ajava here on Live Music Showcase. Reed, that new guitar sounds pretty good, man.
Thank you.
Sounds pretty solid. What do you guys think? You think his new guitar sounds pretty good?
Thanks, Zach from Guitar Center.
That's all right.
That's all right. man, I love having you guys on the show. Tampa and Tampa Bay and Florida in general loves its jam music. I mean, we really do. It's such a good time. Such a fun, thing. And not to lump you guys into that, because I know you're more than... just a jam band. But you do it well, is the point.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. So I think we probably have enough time for one more song before we do the AMA and I do the show credits and everything like that. So let's make it a good one. What do you got?
When you say one more song, is that 5 or 10 minutes?
So we have 13 minutes. So I'm saying we have enough time for one more complete song.
Gotcha.
And then we'll take us out with one more
as
well.
Okay, cool.
Does that work for you?
I think every song so far has been 10 minutes.
Yes, that is. I will. I'll give you a little. I'll give you the signal.
Gotcha.
I don't know what the signal will be, but you'll know it when you see
Just
it.
Just look at us and wink, really like a cartoon. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
perfect.
Oh, I sprained my
neck.
No one other than
us who are here can see him, but he's doing the very exaggerated cartoon wink right now.
If you're on the live stream, you can see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Take the big hook, pull me off stage. Absolutely. Yep.
Start throwing tomatoes.
Yeah. Or beer bottles, depending on what kind of crowd you're entertaining. Have you guys ever played on a stage where they had a chain mesh fence covering the stage, protecting the performers? Have you ever done that?
No.
I don't think so.
That's a thing.
That sounds pretty... What kind of event is that?
Well, let's just say it's a very honest audience.
WWE.
Who has access to glass bottles. What's this song going to be called?
This next song is called Truth Fish.
And just one last reminder, if you're wanting to talk to this band, if you want to give them a tip, if you've got a tip for the band, I know everybody's sitting at home, they're like, you know what you should do is, not that you should listen to any of that, including anything from me, but call in right now, 813-239-9663, or you can send a voicemail to DJ info@wmnf.org. Or you can always just leave a comment in the live stream. If you're watching the live stream right now, just keyboard warrior, go for it. Stretch first. Be careful. Don't hurt yourself. What's this next one called?
This next one is called Truth Fish.
Thank you.
Ajava here on Live Music Showcase. That's our show, but don't go anywhere. We still have the AMA coming up in just a few seconds. First of all, we always have to give credit where credit is due. The incredible team of volunteer crew members that are here on Live Music Showcase behind the scenes, making sure that it sounds and looks as good as it does. Sound mixer Mark Perfetti, audio assistant Pam Robinson, video director is Ed Lehman. Our camera operators today are Marcy Connor, Lisa Reuter, and Charles Holsoppel. Our board op is Charlie Cushing. I'm your host, Ken Apperson, and we have a ton of comments actually questions, too. It's all over the place. In the comments from Facebook, we have, we'll keep them all real short, but what music festival was your favorite to perform at? What Florida music festival is your favorite to perform at?
I think it may be different for all of us, but I would have to say Orange Blossom Jamboree.
Blossom?
It's no longer a festival, but they are doing newer festivals at the same grounds. It was a huge community of really awesome. It was only Florida bands, which was really cool.
What do you guys think? What else? Anybody?
One of my recent favorites was the festival that's kind of happening in that same spot now, Whippersnap.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. We just played that last month, and it was great.
That was a funny name for a festival. I thought that was real interesting.
Yeah. There's like an old man walking around calling everyone whippersnappers.
That's good. That would be a requirement, I think, of that kind of concert. All right, let's see. We had a couple of people. Let's see. Sounds great. Awesome. Ever play Skippers? That's from Maryland. You guys played Skippers yet?
I thought
you have.
Yeah, we have in the past a couple times.
I think you're due for another visit there.
I think so.
Daryl says, tight, boys.
Hey.
Mailer says, tight AF. I don't know what that AF stands for. Sonia says, sound great, guys. Nice shirt read. I'd personally like to hear some more cowbell.
More cowbell.
I don't think they brought one. Sorry. If you want to bring your own next time, let's bring your own cowbell. Oh, there's a cowbell on the corner.
We missed out.
Next time. All right. Here's a listener comment from someone who called in. Put a little air freshener under the drums. Open the windows. Y'all let out some. It's too funky in here. That's Charles in Tampa. I love that. That's one of my favorite comments of all time.
Speaking of, we do have a new drummer, and you probably see him right
now,
but his name is Tucker Sody, and he is in the drum room.
Get out here, Tucker. Come on. Let the people see you.
Another question about Skippers. Hey, Ed and Ken, this band is unbelievable. Why are they not yet playing Skippers? 3 question marks and an exclamation mark. Believe me, they would be loved. Jeff in Tampa. So I think we're going to have to work on that guys. We have another one. Wahoo Ajava. We have another one that says, Ajava question. Who tagged... You don't have to answer this. Who tagged the winery sign in St. Pete on 1st or 5th Ave North?
I don't know what you're talking
about. We
don't
know.
Allegedly. Yeah. I love that.
Talk to my lawyer.
I have no idea of
it's
such a sign.
It's a very straightforward question. And that's all we have, you guys. So I guess Skippers is the next venue you guys should think about playing. Who knows? Maybe WNF will put a show together with you guys after Heatwave.
That would be awesome.
Pretty neat. I think that's something you should do. All right, let's do one more to take us out of broadcast. Get back in there, Tucker. Get back in there.
Just read Stunt Devil, all right?
This one can be as long as you want.
This next one is 30 seconds.
Interpret
long.
That how you will.
Yeah, let's just do normal try to release length, small jam in the middle.
While they're doing that, just to let everyone know, thanks so much for watching. Thanks so much for listening. We are Live Music Showcase. We are here every Friday at 2 p.m. after the news headlines. Coming up after us is the Rhythm Revival with Billy Wirt, legendary piano player. If you guys don't know, he's incredible piano player. And he's been in the rooms with some of the most legendary musicians in music history, in American music history. And he's awesome. So stick around for that. Take it away, guys. Thank you.
attention. Wild roses, white and red. No thorn seems to make more sense when.
Hit him with that.
And that's our show, everyone. Thank you, Ajava, for being here, you guys. You're awesome.
Hey, thanks, Ken.
You sound killer.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks to the crew. Thank you guys for doing everything that you do. Thanks, Mark, for making it sound so awesome. That's our show. Thanks for watching. And if you're a guitarist, go practice. Did you hear what was happening here? Go practice. Go practice. Good job, guys.